Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday the 13th. Ooh-hoo, ladies. Ooh-hoo-hoo. It's Friday the 13th. Junga bunga lunga. Does that mean that we're not walking under ladders? Does that mean we're not going to, look, we'll run the other way from black cats? What are we doing? Today's the 13th. We're not doing anything different. How did this all started? We have trichodexophobia. Isn't that what it's called? If you're afraid of the number 13. Anybody know how that gets started? I always kind of wondered about that. I always laughed at it. But having Friday the 13th in the middle of a Mercury retrograde,
I'm going back to that.
So, anyway, today is the 13th. Big deal. Today is Fair Trade Day, which is a way to create a more equal, more positive working situation for people who are members of the laboring community. Why don't we, well, do other countries celebrate Labor Day, or are we the only ones? I thought there were other countries that celebrated Labor Day, per se.
They have their own versions, I think, right? Like a lot of labor unions and stuff, I think, is where it started.
Yeah. But still, there are a lot of countries that have people that do the work. I know the Jamaicans that I have had working off and on the farm. They're here during the farming season. They have their own growing season in Jamaica. Mostly they grow coffee, that sort of thing, chocolate. But they don't live well because they don't get paid well. The people who are buying the coffee take advantage of them, which is the reason that there is so much focus on labor in other countries. And we have it here, but the people here, there is a disparity between people who work various jobs, various levels, various amounts being paid. The number is going up, but it still doesn't get to the bottom line of fixing the mistreatment of workers. The difference between what your pay is and how the working conditions are, I think. I mean, that's part of it, I suppose. But there are a lot of people who think this is the fair trade organizations that are around. This, by the way, having Fair Trade Day started on this day in 2004. So who wants to belong to an organization? There's labor unions. Are there people who think that that's the way to fix the problem? Sometimes unions are great because there is a mistreatment that goes on. I'm not sure even in
this country. I don't know necessarily about unions, but, I mean, I've been aware, and I don't know if you guys would remember this, but I've been aware of the Fair Trade organization because a lot of celebrities in the early 2000s were really, they were very vocal about joining the group. Like Coldplay was, they sponsored every concert, the Fair Trade organization, Scarlett Johansson. There were a whole bunch of celebrities who were involved in the beginning of this. And it's actually pretty easy as a consumer, because that's kind of how everybody thinks, right? Like, if you're a consumer, well, what does it matter what I do? Well, if you buy chocolate and clothing and coffee, especially with chocolate and coffee, you can see the symbol, the fair trade symbol, is on the package. And then you know that those workers, and especially with coffee and chocolate, and I don't know why it is, but those are such high dollar items, but the workers are paid especially low wages, and even sometimes on land that they own in other, you know, this is around the world, this isn't like in America, but so it's actually fairly easy to support people getting paid a living wage, and it's just the symbol on the package, and it doesn't even mean a difference in price. It's just being a smart shopper.
Yep. Well, it's there for consideration, for sure. Some people say they have more important things to worry about than this sort of thing.
Why and are I you think worried about labor unions today? I'm curious. Because usually this conversation comes up, like, in September, right, when we talk about Labor Day.
It's Fair Trade Day today.
Oh, it's Fair Trade Day. Okay.
What I said.
I was like, Labor Day? Well, I just thought you were talking about labor unions, and I was just confused.
Well, I think that sort of fits into the discussion. Sometimes the fair trade discussion has to do with unions and stuff. trade, what goes on now, because we have, as a country, embraced the idea of opening up the trade routes to the I was going to say the Far East, because that's what it used to be called, the Orient, but to Asia. That Trans-Pacific Trading Organization, which we were a part of, and then we weren't, and now we're going to be again, that helps a lot, I think, to a point. If the companies are connected to our country, how much, one of the things that made China so attractive is there were no unions, there's no real guidance, everybody, you know, the government is responsible for you getting paid, and so they determine what people are going to be paid. That's it. There are other countries like that? Absolutely. Go to places like Singapore, you can go anywhere, you can go to Africa, where there are requirements that, you know, we don't have in this country. We think we have it bad, but we really don't. It's not good in some circumstances, but it's not as bad as it is anywhere around the world. That doesn't mean we shouldn't all work toward making it better. It just is, it's kind of at this point in time not the biggest issue before us. And I look at the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, and I see a lot of the things that are discussion items that we've been talking about. But I think that, frankly, when it gets down to what really practically is affecting people, families especially, the shortage of baby food. I mean, I think this has become a real serious
problem. Well, it's not baby food, it's the
baby formula.
Formula, yeah.
Yeah, well, it is food, formula, whatever. The fact that
different ages and stages of life, but yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some guy yesterday, some politician, telling women to just switch back to breastfeeding. Like, that's how it works. It amazes me the lack of knowledge that Americans have of, like, our physiology and how our bodies work. And clearly, we are really failing kids in health class because the stuff that you see posted...
health class doesn't even exist.
Unbelievably ignorant.
Yeah. So what do we do in the specific instance where there isn't enough baby food? This is something... The shortage is absolutely real. It isn't something that the right is for and the left is against. It's not all any of that stuff. And maybe that's why it doesn't make it into the top 10, because there's no political side to this.
Well, it shouldn't be political.
Well, that's what
baby
I'm saying.
Formula?
It isn't really.
Well,
it's not, and
I'm sure people
really
are making it.
How?
Well, I don't think that the baby formula is political. But where the politics comes in is, you know, is there leadership to try to fix the problem or is there not? And, you know, there are questions about that. People are now finally at the White House talking about trying to fix the baby formula issue. But on Wednesday, the new press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked about who is in charge of it at the White House. And she laughed and she said she didn't know. I mean, it's like, these are real problems for moms who are freaking out right
well, because
now. Because
this is under
they don't
the FDA. And the yeah, but the FDA, this is, I know everyone wants to blame the president for everything, and everyone blamed Trump
well,
for everything, too, even
yeah,
stuff that
I
wasn't
mean, everybody
his fault.
Does, because he's,
but
the,
this is
he's
stupid.
The executive in charge.
Yeah, but we got to stop doing this, because we got one oar in the water as a country here. We're going in circles.
And that's why I brought it up, and I said specifically, this isn't a political thing, even though some people
everyone
can make it. A political thing. What I would like to know, and this is a sort of research matter, I guess, is how we can help people find formula. I've been looking around.
I would think an Operation Warp Speed type situation would work. I mean, nobody wants to touch it because it's a Trump term, but you fire up the Defense Act and you just encourage, you force in some ways, people to start making formula. There is not enough right now. And so why are we not doing that here? That's something easy that could be done. You've got women who are, like, using Facebook Marketplace to trade formula. You have people who are trying to make their own formula, which is incredibly dangerous. I mean, think about it. For people who cannot breastfeed, this is the child's only source of nutrition, and you can't get a hold of it. What are you supposed to do?
Well, that's the question. And as a service, perhaps we can help people. I was looking around. It's the same sort of thing as gasoline in terms of gouging. What's going on? If you look online at some of these formulas and where they're available, the price gouging is absolutely happening. And much of it is on formula that you find online, especially places like Amazon. They think they can control the world. And in doing so, there's a lot of price fixing for the formula. A lot of it's being flown in from Ireland. There is much, at this point in time, as parents look for alternatives, I came across a story of a lady who lives in Westchester, Ohio, who had been in the last couple of weeks trying this formula, that formula, the baby, there were six different formulas that she worked on for her foster daughter. The child had painful gas, had diarrhea, and so this is just one example of millions of people who don't have enough formula and aren't able to breastfeed. So what do? A lot of these babies have very sensitive systems, and if you change from one formula to another, it sort of upsets the apple cart.
Well, a lot of babies have allergies, and they only use certain kinds of formula. That's why there's so much trading going on online. And as far as price gouging goes, forget Amazon. It's the people using Amazon that might have a couple of spare things of formula on their shelf, and they're charging like $100, $200, $300 that people are willing to pay because they're desperate. And then you don't even have the safety and security of knowing. I mean, not that it's always perfect, but if you buy it at Target or at a big retailer, at least there's some accountability there. There are a lot of people who are just buying it on these marketplaces or on Amazon privately or exchanges. And it's like, you know, there's no guarantees to what you're getting.
Well, and also we have to address the major reason. This didn't just happen overnight. This all stemmed from that massive recall of Similac, which is the most popular brand. And this was back in February. And the FDA went in after kids were getting sick, and they found that, you know, there were bacterial infections that kids were getting. And they when they went and investigated this, it's a Chicago-based company, Abbott is the name of the company. And so when they went in and looked at all the facilities, they shut them down. They were shut down for 8 weeks. And so that's right there. I mean, that is really a massive, massive problem. And they said that Abbott is now pending FDA approval, is still looking to restart their manufacturing within the next 2 weeks. So it should get better in a few weeks, but the FDA really dropped the ball by not keeping up. Well, but not keeping up on safety issues. That's a huge problem.
A couple of congresswomen yesterday came out and said, we've been warning the administration, we've been warning people that this is coming. This is not new. It was happening over a series of weeks, and no one did anything about it.
We'll try to come up with some ideas, though, creatively, as we continue here. DJV Time is 18 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tend second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour now, this is the DJV Friday program. Yeah, it's Friday the 13th. So what? Let's move into some place where we have, there's no control over it being Friday the 13th unless you can control the calendar. So let's see what else is going on in terms of control. Here's a very interesting story, a very interesting trending story all over the place on social media about winners, lottery winners, Mega Millions, everybody's winning. Well, let's find out who is winning and who's losing after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on? Well, let's see here. I guess in the mistake department, there aren't any of us who are not from time to time we're susceptible to making mistakes. So here's the host of the Mega Millions Lottery making a fairly difficult problem worse, kind of. I don't know who this guy John Crow is. But apparently he misread the mega numbers during the lottery drawing. So the first five numbers were called correctly, right? 15, 19, 20, 61, 70. I got that number. But then, the number 9 came out, or did it? What did anybody see this, the video of this?
Mm-mm. I didn't watch it, but Channel 5.
It.
Yeah, Channel 5, which is KTLA here in Los Angeles, is the sister station to the people that did this. And so they were all over it. Mm-hmm. But the gold mega ball was selected, the number 9, with a line drawn under it, and it could be seen on the ball, but he called 6. And that was a problem, because you know how they do it with the 9 and then the line or the 6.
Yeah, I always get the 6 and 9 confused, too.
Yeah, well, and if you
I never know which
around,
one has the line. Yeah.
Yeah, if you flip it around, that's why they put the line on it.
So the line goes underneath the number 9? Is that what? Is that how it works?
I think it did in this case, yeah, with the line drawn under it. If it's if the line's under it, that tells you what you're looking at is the real number.
Right.
I think they do it sometimes with 6, too. But in any case, he read it the wrong way. And so think about this. You're some poor schlum, you buy your lottery ticket, you're sitting at home, you're like 15, 19, 20, come on. And then all of a sudden you think you get the mega number, and then whammo blammo, wah wong.
Yeah, prize is returned.
You don't.
Yeah. And it was $86 million, too. That was the prize.
Now it's 99.
Yeah.
So everyone buy tickets. It's 99 for the Friday draw.
99 tickets on the wall. 99 tickets, yeah.
This guy must be an umpire in his spare time.
That's a good line. All right, there it is. The winners are all here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Subaru of America has announced pricing on the first ever all-electric SUV, the 2023 Subaru Solterra. The highly anticipated Solterra is packed with new in-vehicle technology. The 2023 Solterra is offered in three trim levels: premium, with an MSRP of $44,995, limited with an MSRP of $48,495, and the top-of-the-line touring trim with an MSRP of $51,995. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As mothers across the country continue to struggle to find baby formula to feed their infants, Republicans are angry that the feds are sending baby formula to the Texas border to feed illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick posting a picture on her Facebook page showing pallets of baby formula at a processing center in the border town of McAllen. The White House is throwing some shade at Russian President Vladimir Putin for threatening retaliations if Finland joins NATO.
I would just like to quote the president of Finland and what he said, which I don't think I could state it better in response to this question, which is, as it relates to Russia, you caused this. Look at the mirror.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Putin caused the ongoing turmoil in Eastern Europe by invading Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Officials in Laguna Niguel late Thursday say the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres, destroying 20 homes and damaging 11 more. Captain Virgil Asunchin, chief of police services in Laguna Niguel, says about 900 residents have been evacuated.
We have received more than 1,250 calls to our hotline. Most are asking about when they could go home. It is vital that it is safe to repopulate for the residents and for our fire personnel that is fighting the fire out there.
He says evacuation orders are still in place as 550 fire crew members work to put out the fire, which is at around 15% containment. The first ever photo of the Milky Way's black hole is being revealed, the image showing an oval-shaped void with a bright ring surrounding it. This is only the second image ever captured of a black hole, while being the first to show a detailed look at the Milky Way's core. The black hole is around 27,000 light-years away and is 4 million times more massive than the Sun. The 2022 NFL regular season schedule is out. To open the season, the reigning Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams will host the Buffalo Bills in the first game of the new season on Thursday, September 8th. With Christmas on Sunday, most games that week will be played on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have joined the DJV show, the conversation of what's going on today. Conversation, hopefully, that matters with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off till Monday. There are a lot of things shaking here. I was putting things in perspective, as I often do, the imagination that we all have. What do you do with your imagination? Do you think imagination is a result of your dreams, or are your dreams a result of your imagination? What you think. I've been dreaming vividly lately, and as most of you know, I have a pretty vivid imagination. Sometimes I'm a little strange, but I think that our minds already, you know, are well, when we go to sleep, our minds are there, and your mind works, continues to work, even though your body is supposed to be resting, and most of the time it does, but sometimes your body doesn't rest. You ever notice that? When you wake up and you think you're in the middle of something. Like this morning, I woke up and I thought I was in the middle of my dream. And then, you know, you jump on the floor and you realize, okay, yep. But if you sleep soundly, and hopefully you do, that's a great way. Your body does rest well, even if your mind doesn't. That's kind of the physiology of it all. But I think there's so many people don't kind of know what to do with their mind and their body. What's going on here? Let your brain and your body work. Let it be itself. Don't always be, you know, kind of trying to figure everything out. Just kind of let it be. You know what I mean, ladies? Just let your body and your mind, yeah, let it be. Let it be. Everybody wants to get into, oh, I got to fix this problem and that problem. Sometimes problems have a way of fixing themselves without stirring the pot. I think one of the problems that I was looking at this week, I'm not sure where it goes because I'm not sure there is. This is an example of something that almost isn't fixable. The relationship Israelis have to Palestinians. There is this investigation into the death of a Palestinian who apparently was, I'm not sure which came first here. This person, Shireen Abu Akil, that's how to pronounce the name, was a reporter for Al Jazeera. And it's not clear how this person died, is it? There was at first the Palestinian Authority told Al Jazeera that Palestinians reject and refuse the participation of any Israelis trying to figure out what's going on. But apparently, this person was an American citizen and, I believe, a Palestinian by birth. The administration here was concerned that the death would lead to more violence on the West Bank. And once again, I put myself, this is part of my dream, in essence. You walk out the back door to the walled city, and you can see the left bank. Everything in Jerusalem is very small. And, you know, you think about it in terms of the Bible oftentimes, the description of this area, it's very small. These people live on top of one another, literally. They can throw a stone from the Israeli side of the city to the Palestinian side of the city. And they've been living with this stuff for years. There are so many disputes. You know, the Palestinians say, we're not going to pay taxes. And so they don't. The Israelis who control all of the various city-run organizations, like the picking up of rubbish, they won't go pick up your rubbish if you don't pay your taxes. And they say, we're not going to pay taxes because we don't believe that you are the rightful authority. So if you look out the back door of anybody on the left bank, there's garbage everywhere. And this is the kind of stuff, there's basic things and then the other things that lead into this stuff, the whole business of, part of this discussion is free speech, I guess, who believes what. I find this, maybe you could say, why did you bring it up? The whole thing is goes no place, and it's so frustrating to have what goes on in the Middle East, what goes on there, going on day after day after day after day. And, you know, at any time, this could develop into another war. And what are they fighting about? Do you understand? I think I've never really understood.
It's what everybody always fights about. It's religion and land.
Religion.
War is religion and land. That's it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. I mean, this is just going back and forth. And with this woman's death specifically, at first, the Palestinians said that, you know, of course, they blamed the Israelis. Then the Israelis at first, you know, said, well, it wasn't us. And then they said, well, you know, let's get a coroner's report, probably trying to trace a bullet, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a mess. And this has been going on since literally, like, what, the dawn of time? I don't see an ending anytime soon.
The dawn of religious experience, that's for sure. A couple, 3,000 years, yep, or more. All right, so let's bring it back home here a little bit. The business of this child who died of a fentanyl overdose, Jennifer, somewhere, I guess, in Northern California, parents have been arrested. Is that because they were on drugs? And this, how did a child get a hold of fentanyl? And is that why the parents were arrested?
Well,
how old was the child?
Oh, gosh, it was a young child. Let's see, it's 15-month-old toddler.
Oh, is it that young? Ooh. I thought it was 6.
Yeah. They were arrested for her death after the child was found unresponsive in Northern California. There was drug paraphernalia and fentanyl. So these were the people who were not getting surprised by fentanyl. These are not the accidental poisonings or the overdoses. These are people who were, it seems, looking for it. These parents, one was the dad, Evan, 26, Madison, 23. They were arrested at their apartment and booked for alleged cruelty to a child likely to produce great bodily injury or death. They may file, it may get worse for them, they may file manslaughter charges based on the results of an autopsy, and they have to do a toxicology report, which should come out on the kid in a couple of weeks. According to reports, the police officers and emergency crews responded to the apartment after one of the parents called 911 to report that her kid was unresponsive. After they did a search warrant, detectives found 2.5 to 3 grams of what they thought was fentanyl and paraphernalia in a bedroom, including on the bed the child shared with her parents and on the floor where the child often played. And I guess
were they selling it? Because that much fentanyl
would
kill so many people anyway. So, yeah, they must have been selling it, right?
So they had 2.5 to 3 grams of fentanyl, and they say anything from 2 milligrams or more is a lethal dose.
Right.
So they
were obviously
having that much
it up and selling,
around. Yeah. Either, but clearly they also were doing it themselves because they had paraphernalia around. So, yeah,
yeah,
probably little for me, little to sell. You know, just it's, again, I'm sure they didn't set out to kill their kid, but they did. And so the question is always now in California, are they going to be held responsible? Because in many cases, they're not. They're not held responsible. Now, this is going to be up in the Bay Area where it might be in Santa Rosa, where it might be a little more, I guess, maybe easier to get a conviction like this if it's appropriate. But if this were to happen in Los Angeles or in San Francisco proper, I couldn't tell you that I was confident that these guys would even be charged at this point, like even had a serious charge brought against them.
Speaking of what's appropriate, Calvin Klein there's a lot of modeling for their new line of men's underwear, and this features a pregnant trans, this particular Mother's Day campaign, a pregnant transgender man wearing whatever appropriate. How do you find underwear that's appropriate for a transgender man who's pregnant? How do you do?
I don't think it's about the underwear. I think it's about the fact that their marketing campaign is it kind of going along with what's been pushed a lot lately, and that is the idea that it's not just women who can get pregnant. And so they're showing a pregnant transgender man in the ad, and that's caused some controversy because the ad debuted on Mother's Day. And so there are a lot of people who are like, well, Mother's Day is probably, you know, for Mother's Day.
Reminds me of that movie that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were in. Wasn't Schwarzenegger pregnant in that movie? Do I remember? Yeah, that was what it was.
Vaguely, I remember
twins.
What you're talking about, but I think I blocked it.
Yeah. Okay. Market watchers are anticipating a rough quarter for Peloton. Peloton missed revenue estimates by $6 million, reporting almost $1 billion. That's down, though, about half from what it was a year ago. And we all know what has created all of this. So, well, maybe going back to the gym has created it. They can't get all the parts. That's part of the problem. Mr. Big dying didn't help many. And then the after effects of Mr. Big and what happened to Chris Noth, right? I think that was probably the biggest of all.
I think it wasn't, that's not the major reason because they've had a lot of supply chain issues and stuff. And I just think in general, people have gone back to the gym and they've like taking classes again in person with other people around. So I think Peloton really had its moment, you know, as we all remember in the beginning of the pandemic, Peloton was just, I mean, business was booming for all the home delivery stuff of all their equipment. They had the death of that little, remember the death of the baby and the treadmill?
Oh, yeah.
They've had a lot of starts and stops, and I think now they're just looking to be bought out.
Can you go to a gym and find Peloton?
Hotel gyms, smaller private gyms and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for those of you, a lot of people, I have a friend who has it in his office and he rides it to just burn off the stress of his daily workload. Speaking of your daily workload, the study out this week shows that 75% of us don't drink enough water. Dehydration hits every part of your body. And I wonder about that with me. And I have the cramps here. I try to drink a lot of water and juices and stuff, but I still have a lot of cramps. I guess as you get older, you, instead of being Gramps, I'm Cramps.
That's what we call you.
Thank you, Cramps. Right. The Academy of Science recommending the average person, the average man, drink about a gallon of water a day. Who's doing that?
I know a lot of people do. I drink probably close to a gallon a day.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom?
I don't have to.
Huh. Really? How do you even get away with that?
I mean, you can drink your water during the day and just not, you know, don't drink it close to bedtime.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Thank you. 47 past the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at Mathnasium.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for us to do the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this past week. As according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with an entree to number five, which is a discontinuation of something from Apple.
Yeah, pour one out for the iPod. So the iPod Touch, which is the final version of iPod after
is that,
20
is
years.
That drink, we'll drink to this? Is that pour one out? Does that mean we'll drink to that? Is that what that means, pour one out?
Pour one out is more like... Never mind. It's just a tribute, yes. Anyway, so after 20 years, the iPod has been discontinued. The iPod Touch is the most recent version of it. As Apple has noted, the first iPod came out over 20 years ago. The original model was basically just a portable music player, but as iPhones have become a camera and a portable music player and a film studio all in one, there are a lot of things that have become obsolete because of it. And, of course, that has happened to the iPod. No one needs to carry a second device when you've already got your smartphone for everything else that you need.
Right. All right, number four, Google Chrome. What's going on with that?
Google's adding a feature to their Chrome autofill system called virtual card numbers, and this is going to let you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases online. Google says that the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on websites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. And it's basically the same experience as using Chrome autofill to enter in your credit card details, but this has an added layer of security. So if you give your card number to a vendor and they abuse it, you've got a lot of rigmarole to go through, calling the bank, you know, getting a new card, new numbers, all that. That will not happen now if you use Google's virtual cards, because these are one-and-done transactions, and the vendor can't do anything, you know, with your information. So this is going to be rolling out at first with Capital One credit card. So if you have a Capital One card and you use Google Chrome, you can start right away. And they're adding support for Visa, Amex, and MasterCard is coming soon.
Number three on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week is a focus on a new device from AT&T. Is that what this is?
No, this is the new 911 routing system. So you don't have to do anything. This doesn't require you to buy anything or do anything differently. AT&T is the first carrier to deploy the location-based routing for 911 calls. This is a new feature that allows AT&T to transmit wireless emergency calls to the correct call center based on where you're making the call from. So if you're on your cell phone and you're stuck on the side of a highway somewhere and you call 911, in the past, all of these calls would bounce off the nearest cell tower. And so that could be up to a 10-mile radius of how far away the call actually lands. Now, with this new system, they're going to be able to accurately know where you are within 50 meters of where the call was placed. And so this is starting, this is already live now in Alaska, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, a bunch of other states. Excuse me. They're moving forward with adding the rest of the country, but this is a build-out that they're going, you know, kind of slowly. AT&T said it will add additional regions over the course of the next several weeks, and they expect the whole country will be covered by the end of June. Now, the FCC has gone after Verizon and T-Mobile. They are both working on the same type of system, but for whatever reason, AT&T got out there in front.
Got it. Number two, sanctions on crypto.
The U.S. Department of Treasury has done something that they've never done before. They actually sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a North Korean hacking group. This is the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for all kinds of illegal things. A North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group is responsible for this. $620 million they stole back in March in cryptocurrency. So it's and they've been laundering this money, and now the Treasury Department has caught on to them and said, you know, no more of that. So it's interesting that everyone's getting into the sanctions game.
Yeah, although I did see some big company this week investing $20 million in Bitcoin. I'm trying to remember who it was, but this is a big, big company, and I'll remember it in a moment after you tell us what's number one this week.
Well, the White House debuted their new program for low-income Internet service plans. 20 Internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed Internet plans to low-income families, which essentially gives them free service after they qualify for a federal subsidy. This is called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It's ACP. And they're working with Verizon and Comcast and Charter. And if you think about it, what's really sad, 48 million U.S. households qualify for this program. That's how many people do not have Internet in America.
Wow.
So far, almost 12 million have signed up.
59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.